With SRN News, I'm John Scott. In New York City, it's day two of testimony in the Trump criminal trial. As he entered the courthouse this morning, Mr. Trump talked with reporters about a number of issues in addition to his trial. One of those issues, the campus protest going on over the Israel-Palestinian war.
What's going on at the college level and the colleges, Columbia, NYU, and others, is a disgrace. And it's really on Biden. He has the wrong signal. He's got the wrong tone. He's got the wrong words. He doesn't know who he's backing. And it's a mess.
The former president also encouraged GOP voters to go to the polls in today's Pennsylvania primary. Also at SRNNews.com, correspondent John Gambrell reports the Gaza war shows no signs of stopping.
Efforts at a ceasefire negotiation appear stalled for weeks now, and the Israelis are starting to make more suggestions that they could intensify their attacks. That could include a ground offensive in Rafah. That's where half of the Gaza Strip's 2.3 million people now are displaced by the war and out of their homes.
On Monday, a failed rocket strike was launched at a base housing U.S.-led coalition forces in Syria. A man fatally shot three of his sons and his wife, then himself in their home in southwest Oklahoma City. Police found the five dead after a fourth son, who is 10, called the police. Police don't know a motive for those killings. An Arizona judge has declared a mistrial in the case of a rancher accused of fatally shooting a Mexican man on his property near the U.S.-Mexico border last year. 75-year-old George Allen Kelly had been charged with second-degree murder. On Wall Street, stocks are sharply higher now. The Dow is up 263 points. This is SRN News. Another popular children's cartoon goes wake.
Bluey is a show about a family of dogs from Australia. Blue Heelers, actually, and it's become an international hit, watched by millions of kids here in the U.S. In the latest episode, the producers have introduced the LGBT agenda by bringing in a character that has, quote, two moms. This is par for the course in children's programming these days, with the ultra-popular Peppa Pig show revealing gay polar bears a while back. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Hindu nationalism isn't just a threat to Christians in India. According to International Christian Concern, radical Hindus in Nepal are now launching violent attacks on the small community of believers in that country. In fact, there are reports that Hindu nationalists in India are behind the uptick in persecution of Christians in Nepal. Evangelism in the country is becoming increasingly dangerous. This is SRN News. British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak visiting Poland to meet Polish Prime Minister Donald Tusk and the Secretary General of the NATO Defense Alliance, and promise more money to support Ukraine.
Rishi Sunak wants to emphasise the UK's role in defending Ukraine. The focus today from the Prime Minister is the extra support for Ukraine, more ammunition, air defences, drones and engineering support. He'll meet too with Jens Stoltenberg of the NATO Defence Alliance and offer to deploy an RAF squadron to carry out policing of Poland's skies for NATO next year.
BBC correspondent Chris Mason. One of Sweden's biggest ever cocaine seizures. About 1.4 tons of the drug confiscated last week in a port near Stockholm. The drug was discovered in a container in the Nynäshamn port. It was south of Stockholm. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.